Now, when I shared with a longtime friend and well-recognized Austin tax and real estate attorney that my topic today was a litigator's perspective in preventing litigation, he simply shook his head and said, well, that's easy. Just don't do it. There is wisdom in that assessment. I'm reminded of a quote from Zhu Liang, a Chinese statesman, philosopher, and military strategist from the second century, which was, the wise win before they fight. And after several decades in the litigation arena, I appreciate all the more the value and wisdom of that expression. I have included in my paper my 10 recommendations as a litigator to prevent litigation and to advantage one's position if litigation ensues. But before I share that list, I note that undoubtedly, those of you who are leading your companies and the attorneys joining here today already are adhering to these principles, I'm sure. I'm confident, frankly, that they're second nature. The observations and principles that I will share and therefore will today will likely serve in the nature of reminders. And certainly many additional principles are deserving of a top 10 list. And I will spend in my remarks in concerning this top 10 list, two in particular, how litigators can ethically and strategically bring value and simultaneously bring value at the front end before litigation ensues, and as a means to help thwart litigation and as a means to advantage one's position when facing litigation. I refer you to pages 2-8 in my paper for a more complete discussion of each of these 10 enumerated points, which are: number 1, engage a litigator. Number 2, engage a litigator before it is perceived to be necessary. 3, put it in writing. 4, put it in writing carefully. 5, don't put it in writing. 6, don't reinvent the wheel. 7, reinvent the wheel. 8, obtain proper insurance. 9, protect your investment. And 10, earn and protect your reputation. So as I noted, I will focus on engaging a litigator before it is perceived to be necessary. A litigator brings a unique and important perspective and skill set in evaluating, polishing, strategizing over, strengthening, and revising common and boilerplate contract provisions. A litigator will bring value in addressing such provisions on the contracting front end, such as forum and venue selection, choice of law, attorney's fees, arbitration, mediation, a dispute resolution, jury waiver, confidentiality, limitation of liability, and consequential damages. A litigator will also bring value in assessing and negotiating deal terms. Addressing contract provisions such as these with a litigator's eye will be valuable in perceiving, wording, and as necessary, course correcting at the front end potential legal and ethical issues and contract terms that might otherwise possibly arise and cause more trauma and more expense on the back end. I'll touch on a few observations and real-life experiences now. The first concerns traditional choice of law provisions. Choice of law, of course, is a common provision that surfaces in many agreements. And as we are aware, parties will frequently designate Delaware as the choice of law in various negotiated agreements. Now, there are certainly benefits to making Delaware the applicable choice of law, but it is critical to understand the implications and consequences of doing so. I recently represented a principal in a business divorce matter where the business was headquartered here in Austin, all the parties were located here, but their form operating agreement mandated Delaware law, as well as a Delaware arbitration to resolve any disputes. The fiduciary duties in issue in this particular dispute were nuanced, and Delaware law had some twists in its application that differed from Texas. The parties thus were required to consult with and in various discrete respects engage Delaware attorneys on various issues. It would have been far more practical and beneficial if the parties had simply agreed in their underlying agreement documents to require that Texas law controls. And similarly, I have become involved in a matter on behalf of an Austin-based client whose regulatory counsel emphasized the importance of having Nevada law control its vendor agreements. Now, as it turns out, and there may well be benefits to Nevada law